Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, man, let's spend some time right now on the WadeFord.com hotline with one of our favorite guys. Because growing up, we watched Keith Hernandez. We wanted to be Keith Hernandez.
Yeah, Keith, I even grew a bad mustache to look like you as a kid growing up in Long Island, man. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
He's got a book out, Carl. It's called I'm Keith Hernandez.
Simple, man. I mean, for those who are not familiar, we're going back to the early 90s. He goes on Seinfeld. It's a very famous line. But I got to ask, how did you even get on the show? I mean, what happened? Did they approach you? Did your people approach them?
No. They approached me. I was a year and a half in retirement, and Jerry's from Brooklyn. He was a Met fan, and I was his favorite player, so he conceived this concept for an episode in Seinfeld, and along with Larry David, and got a phone call, and I decided to do it.
And by the way, for those who don't remember, this is like where you get to hear Keith's thoughts as he's about to make out with Elaine in the car. It's just a classic episode. Then, of course, they loved you so much, the spit episode with Roger McDowell. As a guy, Keith, that I got to watch those 80s Mets teams, I mean, it just seemed like that 86 squad, it was just, A, so much personality. But you guys were kicking butt and taking names and having a blast doing it.
Well, we won 108 games that year. We won 54 at home. And 54 on the road, which is pretty incredible to have that kind of a road record. There's only 11 teams in Major League Baseball history that won 108 games or more. One of those teams didn't get to the playoffs. That would have been the 2001 Mariners. And the two others lost the World Series. So we're very proud of that. And that's a good group, the 27 Yankees. The 70 Baltimore Orioles, the 69 Orioles. We're in a select group, and I'm very proud of that.
Keith, why'd you want to do this book? Obviously, you've been doing a variety of things since your playing days have been over. But, you know, you've been a batting champion, five-time All-Star. You were co-recipient of the National League MVP. You won two World Series. I mean, you've won everything for the
doing
most part.
Doing TV now.
Yeah, what made you want to do this book?
Well, people have wanted me to do the book for a long time, over 10 years, and the changes in the game, what it was like to be a move from the playing field to the booth, and I felt I wasn't in the booth long enough to be able to write about it, intelligently, and then all the radical changes that came with analytics and everything, I needed more time, but I was approached by an independent literary agent, and he pitched the idea, and I felt it was time to do it, and there you have it.
In addition, Carl, to being an author, raconteur, baseball star, television star, Keith's also a lover of cats, and I am as well. Keith, I inherited a cat from my wife when she moved in. How did this thing become a thing now on social media with you and the cat out in the Hamptons?
Well, I'm looking at him right now. He's on the hot seat. I got tiles in my master bathroom that are heated. And he loves it. He's sprawled out right now. I came home. He's 15 years old. He's been with me a long time. Right. I got on Twitter, and I was kind of a novice, and I was on it for a while. And someone told me, you can make videos. I didn't know that. So I did a video. We had a series in San Diego. Flew home. Didn't get back home till 4:30 in the morning. Got up around 11 o'clock, and I always take him out on my shoulder and walk him out about 30 yards to the front of the driveway and pick up the newspapers and give him a look around. And I decided to video it. Well, I posted it, and the thing went viral. And I just never expected it. And all of a sudden, my followers just went through the roof. I mean, I have almost 75,000 followers now, and I've only been on a little over a month. So, and I've always loved to write, so it's been good fun for me. I've enjoyed it, and I never expected this, though, that's for sure.
Keith Hernandez joining us on the WadeForward.com hotline. The book is called I'm Keith Hernandez. And speaking of following him, you can follow him at Keith Hernandez, guys. You won more gold gloves than any first baseman in baseball history. How much pride did you take in that? What was that a function of for you?
Well, my dad was an ex-major, a minor league player, and he was a great fielding first baseman, left-hander, and he taught us how to play, taught us how to play first base, and he always instilled that if you play good defense, you know, it's not just the offense. You got to help your team in any way you can. You can win games with your glove as well as your bat. And he also said, you know, if you're a good fielder and you go in a slump, he goes, the manager's less inclined to take you out of the lineup. He goes, if you're a bad fielder and you're not hitting, you're not making any contributions. So it was something that was instilled with us at a very young age. I always enjoyed working around the bag and taking ground balls, and it was all part of my pregame preparation.
Keith used to have a wicked pickoff move, Carl. They said you can't be on the foul territory side now because Keith, you get so many big pickoffs. Hey, Keith, real quick, you were there when the Cardinals turned it around. You're there for the great turnaround with the Mets. Do you like what you're seeing with the Braves? I know you get to see them a lot as they play the Mets, but what do you think of this young team?
I like your players. I like your everyday players. They hustle. You got speed in that lineup. It's not a team that relies on the home run like today. They kind of came in to beat up on the Mets. They kind of ran circles around them, and I'm really impressed with your Dansby Swanson. I know he's had his struggles, but I like him. I think he's got a chance to be a good player. And CRT is a very, very nice player. You've got the Freddie over there at first base. And Albies is having off to a terrific start, and we'll see if he can keep it up. He looks terrific, and you've got the other kid too that I like. Have to see more of him,
Acuna.
He's got a little bit of a long swing, but he's certainly made his mark so far. And it's all about the pitching, you guys. Do you have enough pitching? But I really think that your ball club right now has just made monumental strides. It's just a completely different team. It's the best team that the Braves have fielded in a long while. I like to watch them.
It is, and we kind of feel the same way. I mean, it's so early. Everybody's kind of cautiously optimistic, but I totally agree with you, Keith. Hey, man, we appreciate you jumping on with us. As we said, big fans watching you over the years. Good luck with the book. I'm Keith Hernandez, guys. You can get it anywhere, any bookstore, online, anywhere.
Of course. I'd prefer everybody to buy them at the bookstores, Barnes & Noble or whatever. We're trying to get it to be a bestseller. They don't count. When you buy them on Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com, stupidly, it doesn't count as a book sold towards your bestseller list. So I would urge people to go to the bookstores and buy it there. It's coming out Tuesday, May 15th.
Man, I feel like I'm letting him down if I go on Amazon. Keith, it's a real thrill to finally get a chance to talk to you, big guy. And we'll be reading. Thanks again.
Okay, great. I'll be there, actually, for the makeup doubleheader, day-night doubleheader. I'll be calling that series. I'll be in Atlanta.
Sweet. We'll see you at the Palm.
All right, very good.
Keith Hernandez joining us, guys. We've got the top three at 6 coming up. Interesting stuff there, man. And for those of you who may not be old enough to watch this guy, he was really, really cool. Listen to me. I sound like John Frick. He was
really good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.